like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time. Do you remember the most anthologized short story in all of American literature?
Was it The Lottery?
Oh, you're so good. That's why you're here. Shirley Jackson's The Lottery.
Yeah.
Which stuns every time I come across it.
It does. It does.
And so we have a biopic, fictional.
Yes.
Of her and Stanley Edgar Hyman, whose name I remember as an English major.
Okay.
Yeah. The big name in literary criticism, Bennington College. So what do we have here with Shirley?
I'm not sure what I was more excited about, the fact that Elizabeth Moss was going to play the great Shirley Jackson, or that Josephine Decker was going to direct. So she has done really just very, very independent films, beautiful, weird, hypnotic movies like Thou Wast Mild and Lovely. And I could not wait to see what they did together. And I think for me, the biggest surprise, because I guess I didn't know he was in it, was Michael Stuhlbarg.
Playing Hyman, the quintessential college professor.
Yeah.
So full of himself.
Right.
But trying to deal with this genius, surely wasn't easy to live with. And as a writer, you probably identified somewhat with her challenges in writing.
And I thought the way the story was told was very interesting, because it is more about being inside her mind during the creative process, because a younger couple moves in with them briefly, the husband to assist Hyman in his classes, and then the wife, kind of against her will, to be sort of a housekeeper.
Rose, yes.
Yeah, and to look after Shirley, really.
Yes.
And Shirley sort of uses her as a bit of an inspiration for Hangs a Man, the novella Hangs a Man. So the movie weaves in and out of what's really happening and what maybe is kind of happening in Shirley's mind as she's trying to get this written. And I thought that doesn't always work in a film. It feels a bit contrived sometimes in films. I thought it was mesmerizing in this one.
And disconcerting in some cases, because his camera is so tight and he moves around so fast in that group. This might sound a little like a big classic, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yes, it does.
The setup, the older academic couple, the younger couple comes in. Now, the difference I found was that I thought that the script was not as cunning as Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, it's a beautiful movie to look at. It's really very fluid and kind of hypnotic to watch Elizabeth Moss and to see somebody of her talent and Stuhlbarg sharing screens. It's such a lived-in, poisonous, dysfunctional, functional marriage.
A feminist theme here.
Sure.
And an ending that is as enigmatic as any you're going to see.
Well, and one fitting of a Shirley Jackson piece.
You really have a very robust environment. Do we learn anything about Shirley?
I don't know, because it is a very fictionalized account. I mean, they had four children, and she did suffer from depression. She suffered from agoraphobia for a short period of her life. You know, this, bedridden and nuts a lot of the time.
I mean, she is like curled up.
She is.
And you wonder, can she even write a word? And she does.
Yeah.
Rose begins to grow in a way that I see the influence of Shirley. She becomes crustier, more resilient.
Mm.
The Shakespeare Society. Real twist on young Rose.
Yeah.
Thinks her husband is so faithful. And Shirley just ready to zap her with reality. And says, there's no Shakespeare Society. That's how the co-eds decide whom they're going to sleep with.
You know, and that's a great moment in the film because again, Elizabeth Moss and the character of Shirley is so layered, because she's in many ways you think that Shirley needs a female companion. She needs a way to open up and to feel belonging. But in the end, she's really quite possibly simply using Rose to help her with her own writer's block, even though the movie is certainly not factually accurate.
Right.
That's a theme in almost everything Jackson ever wrote, was this concept of the lost female, trying to figure out, in a world that doesn't make it easy, what she needs to do to be true to herself.
Well, Hope Madden, the film is Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
What grade do you award it?
A-.
Very good. And I award it a B+, I think, just to keep us honest. But I'm with you all there. Anyway, go read The Lottery again if you're going to see Shirley.
It's streaming on Amazon Prime, but you can also watch it at the virtual screening room at Gateway Film Center and throw a couple of bucks toward them. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Read reviews and listen to shows online at WCBE.org.